Hey, everybody, it's Jeff. Thanks for joining me for this week's Wednesday Word. We are in week three of our Check Your Beatitudes series on the Beatitudes. Now, today, I'm going to talk about Matthew 5, 6, which says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." Now, righteousness is this big word that's used kind of throughout the Bible in a few different ways. Sometimes it's used as the righteousness of God. So God's setting right a wrong, maybe in a social justice sense. It can also be used as our righteousness ourselves, you know, our righteousness to God, basically right standing before God. That's how Paul talks about it when he talks about justification. But in this context, in this beatitude and in Matthew, how I think it's meant to be is righteous living, really. Living the right way in God's eyes. Living how God wants us to live in relation to him and relation to those around us. So that's how I want to talk about it today. So, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for living that right way before God. Now, when I think about hunger and thirst, I think about craving. You know, what do I crave? You know, either a food or a drink. And I started to think about what we had actually for dinner just about a week ago. Now, during the week, Stacy and I usually eat fairly healthy. But on Saturday is our cheat day or our free day, you might hear those, where all bets are off. We'll eat whatever we want, that awesome comfort food. And most recently, it was burgers. Okay, now at the Woodhouse, we make a burger that's about that thick and tall, and you have to temporarily dislocate your jaw just to bite this thing. All right, so it went, you know, burger patty, avocado, fried egg, fried tomato, bacon, oh, and the sauce on it. It was fantastic. You better believe I hungered for that thing all week thinking about it. And then when it finally came to Saturday and I bit into it and I tasted all the flavors and that runny egg got drizzled down over the burger and all up in my beard, I was filled. It was awesome. Do we feel that same way about living for God? Do we hunger and thirst to live the way God's called us to live? To live with love and patience and kindness and all these other ways that he's called us to live, to be spending time with him, to give our worship to him all the time and him only? My answer is I try, but I don't think that I always do. I fall short, just like all of us do. You know, so how do we want to hunger and thirst in these ways for God? And I find myself primarily in some of the areas, you know, maybe forgiveness or humility, treating those not as something I hunger and thirst for in that main course, but that nasty green vegetable I want to the side of the plate that maybe I'm just not thinking about and I don't even want to talk about. But God's like, no, this is the way to live. Hunger and thirst for those things, because that's what's going to fill you. I'm what's going to fill you when you obey and live the way I'm calling you to live. So how are we filled? You know, are we filled by God? Are we satisfied by living the way God's called us to live? Or is what satisfies us our own view? You know, our own decisions about right behavior? Or are we looking at what our families think, our friends think, our coworkers, our social media followers? Is that where we find that satisfaction? And if they approve of how we live, is that filling us up? Now, we know that's not what's supposed to happen. And let me tell you, that line between, okay, I'm living for God and I want satisfaction in God versus myself and other people, that's a line that easily gets blurred. And it's really hard sometimes. So we have to constantly be checking, you know, what am I really living for? Check our hearts during that time. So what I want to encourage you with is to consider those ways that you really know you need to be living for God that maybe are a struggle for you. Now for me, if I was going to say, let's take my burger example, right? So let's build my righteousness burger. You know, it's going to be love and forgiveness and humility and patience and kindness, just to name a few. But then to really crave after that, to hunger and thirst for that burger and to be satisfied, to be filled by living for God. So I would encourage you guys to just take some time and think about that this week. Look at those ways you can really be living for God and make sure that's where we're being filled. We're being filled by God, not somewhere else. Thanks for hanging out, everybody.